Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism.
Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning. Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Insulin sensitivity.
Always
Stop it.
They don't know your body, only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Harvey obviously was touched on several times. I wouldn't say quite as much as Wendy in this trial, but we certainly saw him sitting there throughout the entire case, looking like the Jeff Dunham puppet character. But he was there. He also, from what we understand, and we didn't learn a ton about the context of the conversation, but he did communicate allegedly with Sigfrido Garcia, the killer, right around the time of the murder. That fact that exists, he was ready to get on the plane too and flee. Why is there nothing here on Harvey? Is he just going along as this spouse that's completely oblivious to what his wife was up to?
You know, this trial really illustrates how additional evidence can come to light that may further implicate someone that the public was largely unaware of. Like you said, why in the world is Harvey in the digital forensics for one of the killer's phones? Why would they be talking? What would they have to talk about? What mm-hmm. other connection does Harvey, this sort of older gentleman, have with the Latin Kings gang who pulled off this assassination of Dan Markell? You know, that's a real serious question. The possible consciousness of guilt leaving with Donna on a one-way ticket to Vietnam, a non-extraditable country, is suspicious. I wouldn't be surprised if the prosecutor goes back to that Latin Kings member and says, hey, I got to know more about what you talked about with Harvey and mm-hmm. what his role was, and you're going to have to expound on that information that came to light at trial.
How many cards do you think Charlie holds right now? Is he the first Adelson to go down, but is he the one at the end of the day who's going to be holding the strongest card to say, hey, guess what? Y'all want information on Dad? You want some information on Mom? You want some stuff on Wendy and anybody else that I can help you with? He seemed to be very much in the know on all of everything that was going on. He was a key player in the whole damn thing. Could that give him any sort of leverage in court? And if so, you know, being involved with a murder is a pretty big deal. But what kind of bargaining chips or what could the prize be for Charlie if he were to start flipping on everyone?
Yeah, you know, like I said, there's sort of the Adelson camp on the one side and then Magbanua and the Latin Kings killers on the other side. But the person who's close to both sides is Charlie. We didn't see that with Donna. Donna didn't have a ton of direct contact with the Latin Kings and Meg Bonawa, except for the paper trail. But that being said, Charlie's in the middle of all this. He's meeting with Meg Bonawa, and he appears to have the most knowledge of what's going on. And so could he have some sort of missing links that the prosecution might not be aware of yet? Could he use those missing links to try to improve his situation in prison? We saw Ghislaine Maxwell in the Epstein case be interviewed by the DOJ, and then she got sent to a cushy, you know, white-collar resort prison. Mm-hmm. And so there are moves that can be made behind those bars, depending on the information Charlie might have.
Go ahead, Tony.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Stacey.
Well, if they were to offer some of those things to Charlie, do they follow through on that? Do they get their information then go, yeah, we're good. You can stay right where you are. I'm just wondering how that works.
How that works can be a very informal and uncertain process. You know, at this point, the government holds all the cards, or most of the cards in Charlie's case. And so, best practices would be for him to get an attorney to approach authorities and say he has this additional information, and you don't disclose all of it. You don't disclose the details, but you give a vague sense to what it is. And this is what Charlie wants. Is this something the government might be willing to agree upon? And you can even have what are called written proffer agreements that outline the obligations of both sides. Sometimes there's just an informal handshake agreement. And when that happens, there is a lot less certainty, a lot less way to legally compel the government to uphold their end, or even the inmate to uphold their end.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that.
It's like one of those things where you got nothing to lose. You might as well take the chance and hope that it does do something for you. But if not, well, you are putting your own safety on the line, I would think, at some extent, depending on who you're testifying against and what sort of information you're bringing to the table, though.
Oh, 100%. I mean, you know, we're talking about the Latin Kings mm-hmm. gang who was involved in this, they can be some scary mofos, you know?
Yeah.
And they've got tentacles within prison communities. And so you got to think about that. And then you just got to think about the possible snitch jacket that he mm-hmm. would have to wear if he did disclose more information, including against his own family. You know, there are politics in prison. There's an ethical code in prison. And if you're tattling to the government on your own family, well, some gangs might not like that. They might see that as lacking integrity or however they style it. And so certainly some risk for Charlie if he were to go down that road.
I mean, risks inside the prison and risks outside the prison. Wendy's still alive. You know, there's family members out there. And a lot of times in any sort of gang culture, sometimes you're not going to take out the person that's being the snitch. You're going to take out the family. You're going to take out people that mean something. So you have to live with the repercussions of what you did that was viewed as disrespectful or however it would be. Criminal appeal success rates are not high, below 7%. I feel like Donna's attorney just opens up the door for the possibilities of this to happen. When you look at this from that perspective, as an attorney, what sort of grounds might Donna Adelson have for an appeal here?
You know, there are no glaring appellate issues that come to mind in my review of the trial. The defense did put on a defense that they called several witnesses. And I thought that at least the strategy behind that was smart. They were trying to explain the payments as extortion. They were trying to explain that this was going to be a long trip to Vietnam. And that's why there wasn't a return ticket. I think they did a good job there, or at least as good as they could. I don't see a strong ineffective assistance of counsel claim just because it's such a high bar. It's so difficult to get an appellate judge to say your trial attorney was objectively bad. And also due to their badness, that's why you were convicted and not based on some independent reason. It's just such a high bar. So I think the walls are closing in on Donna here, and I'm not sure she has many outs, if any.
Does money play a factor? I mean, this is an extremely wealthy family. Does money play a role in this? Wink, wink, if you know what I mean.
you know, certainly resources come into play, not only at the trial level, but at the appellate level. You know, you can hire the best appellate attorney in your state or in the country, and that's going to be thousands and thousands, if not, you know, more than that. Could even be seven figures, depending on the appeal. So she's going to be able, ostensibly, to arm herself with good legal counsel. But then, you know, she didn't get like the foremost trial attorney in the nation. And I don't know what her reasoning was behind that. I'm not sure. Yeah. Either it's a judgment issue or it's a resource issue or it's no one wants to take the case. And so those could still be impediments at the appellate level.
I guess that was going to kind of be my question. And maybe we can expound upon it a little bit greater. What on earth do you think was going through their minds of the Adelsons to go, Jackie seems like she'll do a good job for us. I mean, she already has a history. She's got some baggage on her. I know she's a practicing attorney again, but there was some stuff that, you know, it led me to feel like, wow, she really relates to Donna in a lot of ways. I felt like there was some leakage throughout the trial of Jackie even kind of spouting off some things about, oh, kids, they don't even want to call their parents and their parents do so much for them. It was kind of creepy. But I'm wondering who said this is who we want to represent us. Obviously, Donna made the final call. Do you think that was for her legal prowess or because she reminded her of herself?
You know, there are a lot of considerations that can go into whom a person retains as their counsel. Certainly legal prowess should be at the top of that list. And you know, I thought Jackie did a fine job. These cases are hard and trials are hard. But, you know, one thing that comes up too is the relationship factor between the client and the attorney. Sometimes you relate with someone so well, you build this trust, you build this rapport. And perhaps you receive promises or representations that, hey, this is how I feel about the case. This is what we think is going to happen at trial. And that can be a really comfy feeling when you have a great relationship with your attorney. But that relationship piece should not outweigh other considerations like track record, like legal prowess, and courtroom ability.
Yeah, without a doubt. Donna obviously sending, basically she's sending herself to prison after what she did. This is going to be a nightmare for her, I would assume. She's going to be serving time at Lowell Correctional, from what we understand. Federal investigators found severe and prevalent sexual abuse there recently. How do elderly, wealthy defendants fare in a facility like this? She's going out of jail. She's going to prison.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a harsh environment in there. And just because you're up in age, that doesn't insulate you from the horrors of incarceration. You know, the prison officials are charged with trying to maintain the safety of the inmates, but there are staffing issues, there are resource issues, and those prison staff are just terribly outnumbered. And so things happen behind those bars, and I don't wish harm upon anyone in there. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that that's something that she's looking at, and the fact that she's playing herself as a sweet old grandmother is not going to prevent those kinds of risks.
Do you have any concept of how many elderly people are serving time?
You know, just anecdotal from being in the court system, criminal court system for 13 years, visiting clients in jail, visiting jail facilities as a prosecutor, prison facilities as well. It's more than you'd think that you go in there and there are some old heads just hanging out, and there's a good number of them, and they're in general population hanging out with a, you know, 24-year-old Latin Kings member who's a violent predator. And wow. So, and no disrespect to Latin Kings specifically, I'm just using as an example, there are gangs in there that have dangerous people. Some of them are not, some of them are. And so, it's more than you'd think. And those folks have a tough time. Sometimes they have allegiances and they're looked after. Sometimes they become targets and they're taken advantage of.
for her having the money. I mean, I have no idea what their resources are anymore. Who knows? They could be completely broke by this point. But the I think the thought process there through many people when she gets in there is they have money, whether that's true or not. I can't imagine that that is necessarily a great thing to be known for while you're in prison. That seems to be something that you could be extorted for pretty quickly.
Oh, 100%. Like, it puts a target on your back. And unfortunately, Donna, just based on, you know, biology and her age, is not in the best position to physically defend herself. You know, what is she going to do? Align herself with the Aryan Nation in there? You know, I'm not so sure that that's how it's going to play out. She doesn't provide much benefit to them unless they're just taking all of her money. So she certainly becomes a target in that sense, but she also has at least a little leverage to try to make alliances and gain some protection as well.
How long
now, the people from whom she gains protection might soon become her enemies as the years go on, though. You never know.
What kind of jailhouse tattoo do you think Donna's going to get?
Oh, no.
Dear, you know, maybe some kind of a loaf of banana bread on the thigh, or you know, hard to say.
Banana bread on one thigh, paella on the other.
I want that damn recipe. Can we stop talking about the banana bread? What was so special about it?
I'm surprised she didn't lace something in the banana bread for Danny. You know, if she's baking him this banana bread. I mean, that could have been the way that this all could have slowly happened and nobody would have been the wiser. Well, he had something. We don't know what. The fact that she already was at hearing that we saw kind of the preview of what we would see if she were to take the stand before the trial. She had a lot of complaints. The mattress is just horrible. Can she get another one? And her earwax is building up and this and that. Is prison going to provide more amenities and please Donna better than the county jail was? Or is it going to be worse?
It's probably going to be worse in part because she's not going to have a judge to kind of complain about this stuff to. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're going through a trial, your defense attorney can bring up these issues, and oftentimes the judges don't do anything, but sometimes they'll say, hey, you got to make sure a person's getting their medication. You got to make sure if they're sick, they're taken to the infirmary, that kind of thing. But there's not going to be a judge saying that. There's going to be Donna perhaps going to some prison official and saying, hey, this bed is really hard. And the prison official's going to say, well, you're convicted of killing your son-in-law and you're here forever. And I've got a million other things to attend to. So have a good night.
Oh, God.
And have a good night indeed, Donna. There you go.
Wow.
There you go. Donna Adelson in prison. I mean, obviously sentencing has not taken place yet. Donna's 75. For all intents and purposes, she's there for the rest of her life. Is she not, Eric?
Oh, 100%. Unless there is some appeal that I'm not seeing that can be meritorious, or if she strikes some deal with authorities to provide information and get some kind of reduction, those things are within the realm of possibility. Otherwise, she's going to die in there.
I wonder if she's going to regret those tattoos if she gets out then. She's going to regret the paella.
We all do, Tony. We all do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure what gang that would be aligned with on the inside or outside, but yeah, so those visuals are something to consider. Not something I want to consider. But.
No, especially on the thigh. We're good.
Yeah.
Thanks for that visual, Eric. Appreciate that.
I'm just picturing the paella. Okay, there's a lot of horrible ways I could go.
Is like, you want what?
Right?
You want some of Harvey's paella for dinner? God. All right. And on that note, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor, as always, thank you so much for joining us and giving us your insight into this. Your thoughts, your comments, let us know on YouTube. If you're watching us, we appreciate all the ones that you're giving us on live. But please do keep throwing them out there. We'll check those and bring them up again as we continue our conversation on this and other segments.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your body.
Stop it. Stop it.
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.